The tiles on the locker room floor felt like rows of little ice cubes under my bare feet. Even though it was the second week of November, there was definitely no heat on. I always feel cold when I'm nervous anyway. And I was nervous. I never tried out for a basketball team before. The other nervous thing was that I was surrounded by half-naked bodies. Coal black, tan, chocolate brown. It looked like every black kid in the school was going out for the team. And then me. Pale skin, long nose, and sandy brown hair, and a cowlick that won't stay down. I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't being the only white guy. I changed pretty quick and got myself out there. The guidance counselors and teachers were always telling you, we're all the same, black, white, Chinese, doesn't matter. All you have to do is look to see, that's not exactly true. Our lips are different, hair is different, noses, skin, talking, even smell. I don't mind the difference, to tell you the truth. I think it's interesting and kind of cool. But there are definitely differences. Out on the gym floor, there was a swarm of guys shooting, like 20 balls on two hoops. Everybody was yelling, pushing, and falling over one another under the baskets trying to get a rebound. No one else from my neighborhood was going out for basketball. If you live in Greenville and you're into sports, you wrestle. We're big, strong, tough, hard-headed Polacks in our part of town, and we tear people up on the mat to prove it. It's like a tradition. I only got into b-ball in 8th grade because my Uncle Greg, who's a cop in the next town over, needed one more kid to play on his police athletic league team, the Bridgeton Pal Falcons. I had no idea what I was doing, but he asked me, so I went. And I got hooked. I loved the constant motion, the excitement in your stomach when you sink a shot. I couldn't stop playing. Even so, I really stunk at first. You didn't have to try out for the Falcons. They were happy to get anybody. While I edged my way in under the basket looking for a rebound, these two white kids, Ziggy Krina and Richie DiLorenzo, walked out of the locker room together. Even though they're from somewhere in North Franklin and I hardly knew them, I felt my chest and shoulders relax. I managed to grab a rebound and take a quick shot. It skidded off the back rim. A whistle pierced the racket. All the balls immediately stopped bouncing. Every head turned. Malevic appeared on the sidelines. He's a middle-aged guy, looks kind of like a hawk, with a beaky nose, glasses, and pretty short hair. He was wearing baggy gray sweats and high black Nikes with a red swoosh. Now with him there, that made four of us who were white.